Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Right Click. As always, Birdman here, and today I am talking market crash. Didn't think that was coming. Here's what I mean. You may be familiar with a game called Counter-Strike. Counter-Strike has been around forever. It's a 5-on-5 search and destroy style gameplay. It's a first-person shooter, yada yada. For those who are not aware, they have a marketplace, and this marketplace is where you can buy and trade and sell in-game skins. And because the game has been around for so long, there is a lot of money in this marketplace. It has become a stock market of sorts. Think of it similar to NFTs, except it actually had things behind it for decades, really. So there was some security in it. There are people who have gotten lucky enough to get some of these skins naturally through the in-game process, and use that as a way to, well, make some money. We're going to talk about that. Here's the thing. The game has been set in a way for many, many years that provided some level of security, some level of even stability to the market, to this in-game market. And it has to be said, yes, many people who aren't really in this kind of loop are going to think that's freaking insane. And to a large degree, it is pretty insane. I do myself have skins in this game. I have probably at most $30 worth. But point being, we're talking about stuff you can go and spend 20 cents on a skin if you want to cherry pick it and buy it outright, or you can cherry pick it and buy it outright for thousands upon thousands of dollars. Now, as with everything else, rarity in the market is what creates some level of lucrative outcome. Meaning, and for those of you out of the know, I'm going to speak some French here for a second. There's something called a Dragon Lore AWP. You don't have to know what that is, but for example's sake, it's one of the most rare and sought-after things in the game. As a matter of fact, while I'm just sitting here talking about it, I'm curious how many are actually in the game. Because, oh wow, an estimated, woo, did not realize it was that rare. They're averaging a price between, depending on ranges and conditions, between $13,500 and $24,400 in-game. Real money. Real money. The highest recorded sale was $265,000. It is insanely rare. The reason I'm setting this stage is because there's been a massive crash of this market. For the first time to my knowledge, and I could be wrong here, not that it really matters, but to my knowledge, the first time really in history, Valve, the developer, has done something so out of the ordinary that it's crashed the market. I'm going to get into some details, but understand that there are people with genuinely millions of dollars worth of skins in this game. I know people personally who have, by definition, you unlock at points in the game, you will unlock crates, and you pay like $1 or $2 for a key, and it spins. It's just random. It's basically gambling. And it spins what your possibility that you might get. You get one item out of this case. It could be something mediocre. It could be something meh. It could be something pretty good. It could be something legendary. Okay. Stage set, right? This is a market with a $6 billion market cap. Valve put out this update and didn't tell anybody this was changing and completely upended the market. Something nobody ever thought would happen, because traditionally, Valve is pretty boring when it comes to updates. There's a reason why CS Counter-Strike has had like 4 or 5 major installations since like the early 90s. Anyways, they didn't tell a soul about this. So what happens when instability in any market happens? People freak out, they panic sell, they dump everything that they can, and then that that already unstable market becomes even more unstable. Well, let's read the full story here. CS2 skin update rug pulls quote-unquote collectors as $1 billion wiped from market cap. $1 billion at time of writing. They give an update down below. It's more than that now. I'm going to go ahead and preface this. It's at $2 billion plus dollars wiped. I just want to make this very clear. Before I really go into this, I need you to understand that this is a legitimate, it's day trading, but stupid, and I'll grant that. But people genuinely love collecting, and this is the only game out there that you can do that on, because this game stretches for literal decades. They like the stuff that you get, the game, they don't just put out a new one every year. They don't put out a new one every 5 years. And if they do make big sweeping changes, it's a derivative of the game, and everything that you have to your name is still there. It's yours and in perpetuity. Like, you don't, there's no guessing games. There's no garbage. Understand why that's such a big deal. There are people, and I'm going to get very blunt here. There are people killing themselves over this. There are normal people who have been able to do trade-ups in the game, and this is going to make more sense as we do this, of why there's people with these high amounts of money in this market. As you unlock things in this game, say you unlock five common things, common rarity items. You can take those five and trade them up to a medium level rarity, and then take five of those that you end up getting of the medium level rarity and trade them up. Well, here's the thing. The highest rarity stuff in the game, you can't trade up to. You either had to get lucky enough to roll it in a box, or you had to just go shell out the money for it. And again, in some cases, tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. The first $1 million sale happened recently, where an in-game skin was sold for over $1 million. Here's why this is such a big deal. Counter-Strike 2's October 23rd update has sent shockwaves through the skin trading community, with the game's total market cap dropping from a peak of around $6 billion to under $5 billion in the aftermath of a major change to how players can obtain knives and gloves. Mind you, knives and gloves are the most rare items in the game. The update expanded the trade-up contract system, this letting users exchange five covert quality items, which is a very high quality, but not the highest, for a knife or gloves, a process that was previously impossible. You see where we're going here. Players can now trade five StatTrak covert items. StatTrak is just another little added thing, a very small little addition to a weapon's or an item's rarity and quality. You can trade five StatTrak covert items for a StatTrak knife, or five regular covert items for a standard knife or gloves from one of the provided collections. This is important. Until now, knives and gloves could only be acquired as rare drops from cases or through the Steam community market and third-party sites, where many traded for thousands of dollars. The new system means that even lower value covert skins can now be converted into these high-end cosmetics, flooding the market with new supply and driving prices down. Many players and traders reacted with anger at the update. One CS streamer said, "You guys know that people are going to probably going to harm themselves because of this, yet you pushed it out without hesitation. Crazy." By the way, this streamer was 100% correct and has happened already. CS2, Counter-Strike, posted this. Retakes is back. Check out today's blog post. And this is them, and you can see. You got Baseline here. They call it Hotshot, Tech Boom, Finders Keepers, and the Opportunity. This is basically just a colored breakdown of like how the rarities go up. Previously, you couldn't go to gold by buying it, or by trading up to it. You could only trade up to red. important here. Former YouTube executive Fwiz also criticized Valve's timing and its effect on the economy, writing, quote, Counter-Strike rugged its entire community. They put out a pretty savage update that lets you bundle items to trade up, and now people are using $5 worth of items to draw what was once $1,000-plus knives. They just rinsed everyone in the market who had anything of any value. Still, not everyone believes that the impact will be as severe as some claims. Marketplace CS Float shared data showing that even if every eligible covert skin was traded up, the total number of knives and gloves would only double. I need to make this very clear before we move on, because I feel like CS Float, and I'm aware of CS Float, I know CS Float, I've been on their stuff. I feel like they immediately go out and prove themselves openly wrong, if I'm being blunt, because the reality is, even if it doubles, there's a finite amount in circulation. Whether you like it or not, if the quantity doubles, the numerical value drops, and as we're seeing, the data showing 60%+. The reality is, CS Float was wrong. Their data is picked in a way that tries to lessen the blow by going, don't worry about it. It's not as bad as you think. And you'll see that. They say there are 20 million coverts, excluding knives and gloves. Even if you traded up every single low-tier skin to a covert, it only adds around 9 million more. In the worst-case scenario, if all 29 million of those coverts were traded up, it would roughly double the supply of knives and gloves from 5.5 million to 11 million. However, that would require every single skin to be traded to a knife or a glove. It is more likely that the total supply increases far less. I understand what they're saying, but they're taking data and cherry picking the reality from it, because the reality is people care about the exclusivity. Exclusivity is gone in something that was being sold for tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, well, you double it, that rarity drops. People can get it in a more streamlined sense. That's where we're at. Flom, streamer Flom, I'm actually a big fan of Flom, took a different view, saying the update was long overdue. The market manipulation that was happening and driving prices to the point where people couldn't buy them without investing an insane amount of money to get a nice skin was out of hand. He said a normal human shouldn't have to spend the amount of money just to have one nice skin in CS. And here's the thing, he's right and he's wrong at the same time. And I don't mean that in a negative sense. I'm not bashing the guy. I really like Flom. Here's the problem. He's absolutely right. But the scenario that the game and the market and the people playing it, the people interacting, the problem with this is that we're too far gone. This should have been something that happened years and years ago. I mean, years ago. He's absolutely right about all of this. The problem is, we're so late in the game for this that if it happens, it turns people's actual worlds upside down, because people were able to invest high amounts of money in this. And because of this trade-up system that was already in place, you know, if you've been playing this game, let's just hold on. Give me a second here. I want to see something. If you humor me. Go release date. Okay. Counter-Strike Go, which was the predecessor to Counter-Strike 2, the game that we're talking about. Counter-Strike Go and Counter-Strike 2 are basically the same game, and people are going to yell at me for that. I don't mean literally, but for all intents and purposes, especially for this specific topic, they're the same game. They updated graphics engines and physics engines and stuff like that and freshened it, but it's still the same game, roughly. Counter-Strike Go was officially released on August 21st, 2012. With all due respect, we're 13 years too late. This has been part of this ecosystem and this market for 13 years. This should have been something from the start, because Flom is exactly right. The reality is this should have been done so long ago that normal people could have their own value to what they're doing. If you've been playing, let's say, 13 years, well, inevitably, you're going to have a stockpile of red rarity, previously the highest that you could trade up to. Well, when this comes out, what does everybody do? You're telling me I can just go trade all this stuff in that I don't even use because I have such a massive stock of things that I can just get some of the rarest stuff in the game? Well, I'm going to do that. And so what happens? Flood. Well, Fwiz says $1 billion US dollars wiped from the market cap on the update. Covert skins ripped up, absorbing knife and glove depreciations. Interesting post by OP on rebalancing of the market over time. Fascinating that game economies get to the size of $6 billion and can be influenced by devs. And he's right. The fact that these are being influenced by developers is mind-blowing. This is a projection of the market. Knives and gloves drop fast, 40 to 50% insanity, as the new trade-up path floods supply. While covert skins surge short-term as everyone goes and does those trade-ups. Top skin trader and streamer Zipple added, I'm very invested in skins. Obviously, it's not looking great, but nonetheless, I feel pretty calm. I'll sit back and see how things unfold. However, I know many people will and are not coping well. Please look out for each other. Things will be all right. At the time of writing, the market cap has dropped as low as $4.2 billion, so from $6 billion to $4.2 billion. At the time of recording, it is well over $2 billion, and we're in the three-point-something range billion. I want to just read this real quick. This is from Reddit. This is a guy. Somebody was asking. It's on the Out of the Loop subreddit. Somebody was asking, what's going on? Guy responds with this, and I think this is a really good distillation of I don't know. I feel like this is a good way to distill a more common way of discussing this. Somebody just basically asked, what's the deal with Counter-Strike skins? Market crash. Why was there even a Counter-Strike skin market worth more than $2 billion? $6 billion, actually. Anyways, answer. Previously in Counter-Strike, when you opened cases, you could get skins ranging in rarity from blue, purple, pink, red, and gold. You could do a trade-up of 10 skins of the same rarity to the next rarity. Man, I thought it was 5 skins. Doesn't matter. I don't play this game anymore. Whatever. This excluded trade-ups from reds to golds. Gold consisted of knives and gloves, the most expensive, $150 to $15,000, and rarest of the skins. As a result, knives and gloves were always the most expensive skins. Unlike most skins in the game, you could actually put your skins up on the Steam market or third-party websites to get real money for your skins. This meant that people would be more willing to spend money on skins knowing they could sell them and get it back at a later date. This meant that people didn't necessarily freak out over the price of the skins being super expensive. Over the years, people had noticed that skins had gone up in price pretty reliably. Excuse me. As a result, people have been using skins as an investment device. In particular, in the last 6 months or so, the market has been pumped pretty heavily by investors, mainly in China, buying up high-end skins. This caused the market cap to explode recently. Yesterday, Valve released an update that allowed people to complete a trade-up of red rarities to gold. As a result, with this sudden influx of people trading into guaranteed knives and gloves that were previously only obtainable as a, if I recall correctly, 0.2% chance from a case, this resulted in a huge supply from people who just traded up into these knives, putting them on the market. Additionally, if you have people selling their already owned knives as they panic, expecting the price of knives to fall heavily, this massive increase in supply causes the price of knives to drop significantly. Right now, the CS skin market is having pretty hefty variances as the market corrects itself for the new supply and the prices are adjusting based on the new method to obtain gold. Then he adds this, personally, I have about $40,000 in the CS market. However, most of my inventory value is not from knives or gloves, so I should be fine. I also note that this update caused a lot of cheap reds to also skyrocket in price since they can now be used to obtain knives. Personally, I believe this is going to result in a huge number of skins being used in trade-ups and is going to drain the supply of blues, purples, pinks, and reds over the next few months or more, making those more expensive and the market will recover. It's very interesting. It's very odd. Here's the reality. He mentioned something here about people using the skins as an investment device. this is very important, this section. Unlike most skins in games, you could actually put your skins up on the Steam market or third-party websites to get real money for your skins. This meant that people would be more willing to spend money on skins knowing they could just sell them and get it back at a later date. This meant that people didn't necessarily freak out over the price of skins being super expensive. And this is true. Many of these were appreciating assets. So certain knives and certain float values, and I'm not going to get super technical here, but certain things, I know people who would buy and sell the same skin and trade them, same skin for the same gun or same item, numerous times, because you can play this game and net some profit. And because there was flexibility in this market through other avenues, there was a level of security to your own investment. Okay, well, this went down. It's basically day trading, right? This went down. I'm going to hold on to it. I previously sold it. Got 5% more from it. Now I see it's 5% down. I'm going to wait. A month later, it's 10% up. I'll go ahead and sell it. Or this is 5% down and this is a red. But hey, these three blues are up 20%. Let me just go ahead and sell this red, cut some profit. You see what I'm getting at, right? This is huge. Here's the really sad part. Let me pull up Twitter real quick, because it's, you can have your whatever, you can have whatever opinion you want on it. Seriously, you be the judge. But here's the reality of what's happening here, and it is genuinely sad. A Chinese student jumped off a building today because of the Counter-Strike 2 skins market. Valve allowed covert items space, traded up, it's everything we just talked about. And you can see this kid, we're talking about, it went from over $1,500 to crash down to $85. We're talking about literally overnight. And it's heartbreaking. You know, there has been a process for this for so long where people could get these skins naturally over time in the game and not have to invest an ungodly amount. You get lucky, you hit a skin that's worth a lot of money and then it appreciates over time. Well, dang, you got a lot of money there. Well, it's day trading. I just got lucky and got something for $1,500. Throw it out on the marketplace. I'm going to go buy these things for $500, even trade, and these will appreciate over time, and I'll make $2,000 off of each one. That happened. That happens. Well, happened. Digital assets and digital investments are risky. NFTs were a perfect example of that because they had no stability in the market, and the market was never given stability to it. Well, unfortunately, this is what happens when developers get involved in the wrong ways. And in the reality of this is they got involved in just the wrong ways. And so here we are. And this is what it leads to. And it's a shame. It's genuinely a shame because it's unnecessary. It really is unnecessary. Flom was right. This is how it should be. But realistically, a long time ago is how it should be. Should have been. Should have started. But here we are. It is what it is. I am going to monitor this because I used to enjoy this game. I'm awful at it. I am so bad at CS. But I am curious to see how this market settles out, if it does at all, and how it does. So, update. Anyways, I'm going to leave it there. I think that's a very interesting mesh of game and real world, so I had to talk about it. And also, it's just detrimental to a lot of people. So, thank you all for watching. Go check us out on rightsidemedia.org. There's a lot of stuff out right now, a lot of cool stuff happening. If you haven't seen Phil's announcement, he's now been nominated by President Trump for U.S. Attorney. So, congratulations to him. That's absolutely awesome. So, go say congratulations over there and go check out all the other stuff these guys are putting out. It's crazy stuff, man. It's awesome. They're just pumping out content. So, anyways, thank you all for watching. I hope you all enjoyed. I'll see you all in the next one. Y'all have a good one.